First of all, this is a case of a deja vu, James, because the last time that we heard about SADC intervening, it was in the DRC, and it turned out to be Zimbabwe versus Uganda and Rwanda. And eventually it drove our country into intractable debt. So we are going back to the same situation where we are being dragged into an internal crisis that requires a political solution. Most analysts, including myself, James, I am not satisfied that the Mozambican government has taken enough effort to seek a political solution. Point number two, I do not think that the organ on politics and security is a capable military interventionist infrastructure. This is all a pie in the air. You know, these countries need more preparation. And secondly, I think it's better to capacitate the Mozambican government and army in terms of managing the crisis internally.
It seems to me you are saying, Rejoice, that perhaps SADC may not have the standing military force or a mechanism to deal with such a situation. Can they depend on South Africa with its strong military?
You see, the South African situation is a bit different because there are certain democratic principles that reign supreme. Staff. There is absolutely no way Cyril Ramaphosa can commit the South African Defence Force to a SADC military excursion without consulting the South African Parliament. It's going to be a big problem because already the SADC countries are struggling under the COVID-related indebtedness. So if SADC is going to commit itself and hope that South Africa is going to... Because in the first place, I don't think any South African interests are under challenge, although we are told that these dissidents are causing a security issue in SADC. You know, the trade routes of South Africa are not challenged. You know, the tourism, the Green Belt is not challenged. So I'm not sure whether SADC has done enough analysis to see to what extent South Africa is going to intervene. I think our presidents need to do more research and analysis.
But you would agree, Rejoice, that the insurgency in Mozambique, if not dealt with, poses a serious threat to the SADC region. Eh?
Well, it's true that generally such insurgencies, especially if they have leanings of extreme fundamentalism, might cascade out of proportion. But I still insist, James, that I believe that is a political problem because Zimbabwe and Malawi and possibly Mozambique share borders with Mozambique, with Tanzania, with Mozambique. So it's likely that the border citizens of Zimbabwe are already battle weary, and they have had experience and the Matanga experience of these cross border incursions. It will cause so much anxiety and destabilization. It's true it might escalate into a regional issue, but for now I think it can be able to be managed internally, as long as the capacity of negotiation, political analysis and intervention of Mozambique is improved.
The president of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera, he is to become the next chair of SADC. And he was saying on Friday about the forced intervention brigade of SADC, which is operating within MONUSCO, the United Nations Organization Stabilization Force, that what ECOWAS or SADC could use.
Right. You know, he makes a very good point. He's talking about the command system that is run under the United Nations. And the assumption is that, when you are putting together such an intervention force under the United Nations, it's a kind of a global investment. You know, now I don't understand how SADC can be able to persuade MONUSCO to shift its emphasis to the SADC region without any investment on it. So again, it's on paper, it sounds very reasonable that they can deploy the same units that have experience in intervention in other countries. But I don't know whether the challenges and the problems are the same. The circumstances are different and the insurgency is different. So if it's going to be done, it must be given articulate planning, and there should be also social considerations on the impact it's going to have on our citizens across the borders.